7. You can find me there. A bit of a change to the show today. Got a special guest in the studio. We're going to be asking what have turtles and dogs got in common? Because my mate Ada's here. You can talk now. Hello, Ada.
Hi. Hi to everybody.
So we'll be coming back to you after we heard from Brian Ferry, and you can discover all about what turtles and dogs have got going on here on Zakynthos. Well, the cold spell is finally over here in Zakynthos, thank goodness. In the UK, of course, it's a different story altogether. Hello to my right, Mark Pennells. He's in Kent. He says it's flipping freezing, as does my brother Neil. Hello, mate, how you doing? Can you make it a bit warmer in Norfolk? No, mate, can't help you there, sorry. But he's looking like it's going to be okay here for the next few days in Zanti, thank goodness. Hello to Ian. Hello, mate, how are you doing? Good to have you with us as well. A bit of a change to the show this afternoon. Normally I just bubble on about a load of nonsense. However, I'm going to be a professional broadcaster for the next half hour at least. As we welcome Ada to the studio. Hello, Ada, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm sitting next to you and ready to inform.
This is my new friend, by the way, that I met last summer. Under circumstances will no doubt be revealed in the next half an hour. However, welcome to the studio. Good to have you with us. Ada, your last name I cannot possibly pronounce. Can you tell us what it is?
It's a Greek name, Vlachutiko.
That's what I thought. Vlachutiko. Of course it is. What was I thinking? So welcome to the studio. So tell us, who are you, Ada, please? And what are you doing here in Zakynthos?
Well, I came here in Zakynthos in 1988 as a bachelor student of biology to study the monk seal with an Englishman, actually. Oh. My first contact with the island was through an Englishman, James Sutherland, who was doing a course on monk seals. And then I got pretty stuck for many years.
Go so on, I love these stories.
Yes, exactly. So we did found out that there is a very important population of monk seals on the island.
Why have I never seen a monk seal in Zakynthos? Tell me that.
Well, the monk seal is very, very rare, and you need to be fishing to see it, because then it will come and plunder your nest, your fishing gear, whatever it is. Is it long line or nests or whatever?
Well, I've done a bit of fishing in my time on the island, but I've not seen a monk seal. Don't tell me if it's a top secret, but if I wanted to go and find one, where would they be?
Well, monk seals are in the along the coastline, about 100 to 200 meters. And you can see them when they're fishing, and I won't encourage you to go and see them in the caves, because these they use to rest and have their babies.
Zakynthos is
full of caves, right?
We are too. We're blessed with lots of caves. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all, but I'm not seeing one with a monk seal. Hopefully one day I might get to meet one.
You keep
one in a bath.
Well, I did in the past, yes, when we had to rehabilitate them.
So that's
monk
how you
seals,
ended up
turtles,
here.
Turtles, dolphins.
You ended up here in Zakynthos looking after monk seals. And then what happened?
Well, what happened was I got stuck, and for 10 years I engaged that the National Marine Park of Zakynthos gets established. So from 1989 until 1999 in December, where it finally got established by law, we were out there fighting. And
you were pioneering for 10 years.
Yes, this is important for young people to know that if you really want to make a change, you need to stick at it and go for it, even if everybody around you thinks it's crazy what you're thinking. When I came here, it was persona non grata.
I've got to confess, when I first met you, I did think you were a bit crazy.
Yeah, and then when it got established, then I left the scene, actually. And I've been an observer and critical person, pointing out all the problems that this National Marine Park has, as it is on paper, but in reality, it's not functioning as it should.
And now you're back, so we're going to hear a lot more about you, no doubt, over the next coming...
Exactly, and now I'm back. And how did I get back? I got back because I left, and now I live in Austria for the last 6 years, and there I started selling olive oil. Zakynthos has this fantastic, wonderful olive oil, the best in the world, I always like to say. And selling the olive oil, I had to connect it with a social environmental project, because my conscience wouldn't let me not to. You know, I was the one who had persuaded a lot of the organic farmers on the island to become organic. And here came the crisis and nobody could sell their organic oil. So I went about to sell the organic oil. And by doing that, I committed myself again to do something in the National Marine Park. And in 2014, I came down and looked at the situation again more closely and was in dismay, really, because the habitat has really gone worse instead of better all these years. And I found out that there are many problems which people don't look at and which actually could be solved easily.
And we're going to find out what they are after we've heard the next song. How about that, everyone? That was a nice little link, wasn't it? Thank you, Adam. We're back with you very soon after we've heard from Tony Dyke Bath. This is Island FM. It's Zenny's Best Music Mix, informing you with our pioneer of the protection of everything, it seems, on the island. It's My Right Pal Adam. Back soon. A little bit of rounder for you on Island FM. This is Annie's Best Music Mix, by the way. We also have a chat in as well. And before we go to the adverts, in the studio this afternoon, I'm joined by my mate Ada. We just had a little talk about how you arrived on the island, what you've been up to since you got here, then you disappeared, then you came back again. So what are you doing now?
Well, now I'm here because I have my house here on the island. So I visit every now and then. And I'm also here because I try to do something about the National Marine Park, attack one problem, small problem, and solve it to have a success feeling. What about that?
Well, instead feel of only good lamenting. Factor. And what is the problem right now that you're addressing?
The problem, dogs and sea turtles.
Oh, what have dogs and sea turtles got in common? Like, I don't know.
Well, that's that dogs, unfortunately, do go on the beaches and have fun. And while they're having fun, they can attack adult turtles as they go out to have their nest. And when a turtle starts making her nest, she gets in an automatic process which she can't stop. So when a dog attacks her, she won't return back to sea. In this way, in Kiparisia, 2014, 12 adult turtles were killed by dogs.
In one season?
In one season.
Serious problem.
Yeah. Then another thing dogs do is they like to dig. So when they smell something and a nest, a turtle nest, smells fishy, they start digging, and in this way they can destroy a whole nest.
This is confession time now, I think.
Yeah, and the nest has 80 to 120 eggs in it, so it's quite a big damage when they open up a nest.
So those of you who know me know I've got a dog called Roxy. And hands up, Roxy was a bit naughty once. But thanks to Ada, that was all solved.
Yes, exactly. And she's the wonderful, wonderful dog. It's most times this way, Ald. It's the smart dogs that figure this out. And another thing they do is when the hatchlings start going down to the sea, they love to play with them. So they love to put them in their mouth and put them somewhere else or even eat them, some of the people dogs.
So I'm struggling to find out, what do we do about that problem?
How it's actually solvable? So easy to solve. It really is.
Tell me more. How?
Well, remove the dogs from the beach from the 15th of May until the 15th of October. And I know many of us have, me, including me, I love walking with my dogs on the beach. So it's a bit confining that over so many months we can't do that. We are not allowed by law, actually, to get on those breeding beaches of the sea turtles during these 6 months. But even if we do so, if we have the dog on a leash, or if we can control our dog, that we make sure that it doesn't dig in the sand.
And of course, Kinthos is blessed with loads and loads of lovely beaches, not all of which have turtle nests on. So there's lots of other options. There's a huge stretches of beach that don't have anything to do with the turtles. So,
yeah, but you know how convenience is. You're used to, you have your house nearby, and you're used to in the afternoon to go for a walk with your dog on the beach. It's a habit that's you're not willing to break.
That's the thing. I've got to say, in the winter, obviously, we can spend all our time on the beach. It's a great thing. One of the beautiful things about living here on an island is we can all wander down the beach anytime we like during the day.
Exactly.
During the winter. On the summer, a different story altogether, of course, because we've got to protect our turtles.
Exactly. And they're wonderful animals, the turtles as well, and they're rare and endangered. So dogs are thousands and millions on this planet. So it's an unfair race, isn't it?
Between dog and turtle. But we've got a solution, hopefully. We can educate people to keep their dogs away from the beach, certainly during nesting time anyway, and that will help protect these little tiny turtles as they make their way to the sea to start their journey in their life all over again. Thanks, Ada. We will get back to you again after we've had a few adverts, because we need to keep this sweet and short. We've got adverts, then another couple of songs, then back with Ada again to find out a bit more about what's going on in her life. Island FM.
There's something new in Zakynthos.
Island FM. This is Island FM. It's Zanti's Best Music Mix with a little bit of chat mixed in as well, because I've got my mate Ada here with us to wrap up. So we talked about the monk seals, we talked about the turtles, we talked about the dogs that we own that we have to protect the turtles from. But here's the question that's on everyone's lips. What about the stray dogs?
Well, that's a very, very big issue. Stray dogs have become so many on this island. The problem has just exploded the last years, and therefore also the problem of plundering sea turtle nests has increased. It never was in such an intensity as now. So in short term, in a season under the ADA Organic Bio Olive Oil socio-environmental project, we tried to remove the problem dogs from the beach. But in the long term, of course, this is not a sustainable way. We have to sterilize. We need to sterilize our dogs so that the stray problem is not so big. So we need to have sterilization programs. We need to go out there, catch the strays, but not only the strays, also the owned dogs. Sterilize them so they don't end up being thrown in the sand dunes. The sand dunes behind the breeding beach of Kalamaki are a very favorite place for people to throw their dogs. And we need to do many things to reduce the strays on the island for long term.
Well, fortunately, there's quite a lot of people working very hard to achieve just that. I know several organisations and individuals on the island.
Exactly.
That work very, very, very
and
hard.
And I'm very appreciative of them. They've really supported me with my project, all of them, be it people that are engaged, be it the Zwaf, be it the Zante Strays. And I really admire these people, because they're really fighting against all odds, and they don't do it only in the summer season where I am there. They do it all year round.
When you say against the odds, you couldn't have said anything better, because that's how it feels. It feels like that there's a lot of work going on, loads of work going on, but still the problem continues, and it will continue, of course, until people do start to listen and sterilize their dogs. And there is a lot of work going on with stray dogs being taken for sterilization, so fingers crossed.
Well, we do have a problem of funds. There used to be more funds before the crisis than there are now, and this is one of the reasons that the stray dog problem has become so big.
There were never, or even
through the animal welfare, they used to get more money for sterilizations. You know, I mean, also the NGOs have less money now with the crisis. So we do also need to get funding for sterilizations. That's one of the reasons the problem is so big now.
Right, okay. So fingers crossed we find a solution, and soon, because obviously the turtles are very important to the island, and we'll need to look after them, and look after our beaches, and look after, well, and the strays, of course, as well. That's what's been important as well.
Exactly, and the most humane way to do that is through sterilization, because let's not close our eyes and ears. What's happening on the island is that every spring comes and the dogs are being poisoned, and that's a horrible, painful death for them. So we definitely don't want that. Sterilization is the motto.
This is coming from a radical pioneer now. You're going to see everyone marching down Alexander Omar one day with banners with sterilize your
exactly.
dogs all over them. I can see it right now. Oh my goodness. Anything else you want to say before we have to go?
I just want to thank you for inviting me in your show, and I'm going to continue this project, and I'm going to try and find funds for sterilization more than I did last year, and I will continue to keep an eye over the nests in the summer so that no dog plunders them.
There you go. Thank you very much for coming in, by the way. It's nice to see you, as always, of course.
It was fun to be on the microphone again.
Yeah,
when I used to live on the island, I used to have a broadcast about environmental issues every Wednesday, 2 hours.
Well, you brought a big difference to my show, because normally I just get people sending in daft song requests. So it makes a change to have a proper, serious topic to discuss. So thank you very much indeed, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Good luck with all your pioneering work, looking after the turtles, etc., etc., etc. And we'll see you very soon. Thank you very much. That was Ada. Round of applause, everybody. Thank you.